So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Friday, May 27th. There's new anger, frustration, and confusion about what really went on during this week's school shooting. Police released more information, but that only made parents have even more questions. Also, a lot of public support coming for both gun rights and gun reform. And what you need to know this Memorial Day weekend, from the events to the weather to the travel forecast. Plus, Twitter shareholders are suing Elon Musk. What's different at the greatest spectacle in racing happening this weekend? And how a teen athlete has realized the power of his mind and is helping other kids do the same. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there are new questions about what exactly happened the day of a mass shooting inside a Texas elementary school. And law enforcement officers are facing a lot of the scrutiny. The main question is, could it have been stopped? And the answer is not clear at this point. In part because there are a lot of different versions of the story from that horrific day. Law enforcement officers laid out a new timeline yesterday, saying the gunman lingered outside the building for 12 minutes, firing shots, before walking into the school through an apparently unlocked door without facing any real resistance. So far, officers have not said why no one, not even the armed district security officer, stopped him from going in, or why the initial information told to reporters was so different. There's also some conflicting information about what happened while the attack was still going on. Witness cell phone videos circulating online that have been verified by several news outlets show frantic family members trying to get to the school. Some are seen yelling at police outside to go in and stop the attack. Others were begging officers to let them go inside the building to get their children. But in the videos, you see law enforcement officers physically stopping them from going past the police tape. Now officers are defending their actions. A spokesperson with the Texas Department of Public Safety told CNN, the goal in this kind of situation is to prevent any more people from getting hurt, which is why they didn't let the parents inside. And police officers who were there at the time say they were plenty busy, some of them breaking windows to get children outside and others calling for backup, like negotiators, body armor, and other specialty equipment. About an hour into the attack, an elite Border Patrol team got there and then killed the shooter. Still, investigators are looking into exactly what happened and whether more could have or should have been done. As far as the school district goes, records show there was tough security protocol in place. The district has a small campus police force, an app for reporting bullying or threats, a social media monitoring system, as well as physical security measures like fencing and a buzz-in door system. Students at the school also get regular lockdown training about what to do in case of an emergency. So it's not clear if something actually went wrong with that system or if it's just that even the best plans have their limits. Either way, there are now a lot of families grieving the 19 children and two teachers who died. A memorial site is growing in Uvalde to honor the victims and survivors of this mass shooting. And massive vigils have been held around Texas. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Uvalde this weekend to grieve with the community. Thousands of students all around the country walked out of their classes yesterday in protest. They were demanding stricter gun laws in the wake of this week's shooting. In many cases, they were joined by teachers and cheered on by their parents. Protests are also planned for next week, and a large one is scheduled for June 11th at the nation's capital. Also, the National Rifle Association's annual convention is happening this weekend in Houston, Texas. There are large groups planning to protest there, too. But also, tens of thousands of NRA members will attend, along with some big-name speakers like former President Trump and Senator Ted Cruz. Of course, the NRA is a gun rights activist group and lobbying organization that argues guns make the country safer. So it's against any new gun laws. The convention was scheduled long before the Uvalde shooting happened. But now, despite some calls for it to be canceled, the NRA is pressing on. It says it'll redouble its commitment to making schools secure. In the past, the NRA has called for more armed teachers. The convention goes through Sunday. Gun reform is still dominating a lot of discussions on Capitol Hill, too. Axios reports there's a new bipartisan Senate group that's hyper-focused on new gun laws. It reportedly includes 5 Democrats and 4 Republicans working toward a compromise. Even the top Republican in the Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, gave his blessing. And he encouraged Senator John Cornyn of Texas to get involved in the talks, too. That came as a surprise to a lot of people, since when he was a majority leader, he blocked other gun reform proposals. Still, a lot of other Republicans are against any new laws, saying they would go against the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And some Democrats think the urgency to act now will fade, since after today, Congress is going on a 10-day recess. To be continued. So depending on where you live, you might want to rethink any outdoor Memorial Day events you have planned. This weekend, some parts of the U.S. will get triple-digit temperatures, others will get severe storms, and then there are those who can expect snow. So let's talk about the heat. It's going to be sunny and very hot from Texas to Maine by the end of the weekend. The most extreme heat is expected to fall right on Texas, where temps will be in the hundreds. It's also expected to be very dry. And that's very different from the plains into the upper Midwest. There, people could be dealing with strong storms this weekend, especially near Sioux Falls in South Dakota, Omaha, Nebraska, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. As for the snow we mentioned, most of it is expected in the higher elevations in the northern Rockies, like parts of Montana, starting on Sunday. Still, the entire Northwest is going to get cooler weather than normal, from Portland, Oregon to Fargo, North Dakota, as well as some rain. Oh, and we should mention the bright side. It's actually going to be perfect barbecuing weather for people in the Southeast. That part of the country can expect sunshine and highs in the 80s. We have more news coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Despite record-high gas prices, millions of Americans still plan to travel for the Memorial Day weekend. Travel experts say there's just too much pent-up demand after the last couple of years of the pandemic that kept many people home. And most people this year are expected to drive. In fact, one transportation analyst told USA Today a jump in holiday driving will likely lead to more traffic on major roadways, especially around big cities or other popular destinations. He said to be ready for a 50% increase in typical travel time, so plan ahead. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is not only about travel, discounts, and grilling out. It's a time to remember the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military and honor their sacrifice. The National Memorial Day concert will be live-streamed on PBS on Sunday from the nation's capital at 8 p.m. Eastern. There are many other virtual and local events throughout the country happening over the weekend. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey is facing new accusations, this time in the U.K. British prosecutors have authorized police to charge Spacey with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men. The alleged incidents happened in London in 2005, 2008, and 2013. And the AP reports the alleged victims are now in their 30s and 40s. Of course, Spacey has faced sexual misconduct accusations before. Multiple people, including actor Anthony Rapp, accused him in 2017. Rapp said the inappropriate behavior happened in the 80s when Rapp was just a teenager. Spacey denies it. Spacey still faces a civil lawsuit that Rapp filed against him. As for the criminal allegations in the UK, it's not clear yet if Spacey will go to Britain to face those charges or if prosecutors might look to have him extradited. To be continued. Twitter shareholders are now suing Elon Musk and Twitter itself over their deal. The new class action lawsuit accuses Musk of purposely manipulating the company's stock for his own personal gain. As you know, Musk put in a bid to buy Twitter, and Twitter has accepted. But it's been a pretty hectic and uncertain process so far. The lawsuit accuses Musk of conduct through his statements and tweets designed to drive Twitter's stock down, so he could then either back out of the deal completely or renegotiate it, though neither of those things have happened yet. Twitter is not commenting about this, and so far no statement about it from Musk either. For now, only a small group of shareholders filed this lawsuit, but they're seeking damages that would be distributed to anyone holding the company's stock. It's called the greatest spectacle in racing, and it's happening this Sunday. We're talking about the Indianapolis 500. This year, for the first time in 3 years, there will be a full crowd in attendance. And that's big, since the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the largest sports venue in the world. More than 325,000 people are expected to show up. With that, a lot of the old traditions are back, too, like 2 flyovers, military tributes, a red carpet, and a DJ. Also, Broadway star Jordan Fisher will sing the national anthem. Top Gun Maverick actor Miles Teller will wave the green flag as the honorary starter. And country music star Blake Shelton will be the event grand marshal. As for the actual drivers, 33 of them are in the race. But the overall favorite is Scott Dixon. If you want to watch the Indy 500 from home, you can catch it live on NBC or Peacock this Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a message from our sponsor. Okay, parents, if you have an active baby or toddler like I do, then you know that means they're not just active at playtime, they're also active on the changing table, which is not so fun for us parents. That's just one of the reasons I am loving Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. Cruisers 360 Fit allows me to avoid trying to secure the diaper tape between kicks, and instead it's quick and easy to just pull them on my little wiggly one. Then it's super easy to remove them in seconds with easy tear sides. And the 360 gap-free fit is great for playtime as well. I love that it stretches around my baby's waist so there's no gapping, leaking, or falling off. Instead, my baby is free to play, feeling comfortable and dry. In fact, to keep baby skin healthy, Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours. It lets us all sleep through the night. And little rashes here and there that we used to notice are not happening anymore. So buy in-store. Look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're talking about a teenager who learned early on that in sports, mental training is just as important as physical training. So now he's helping more kids like him. A few years ago, 17-year-old Brandon Shintani noticed anxiety was really getting in the way of his performance on the basketball court. So he became interested in the concept of sports psychology. And since it started working for him, Brandon decided he wanted to offer other young athletes a free resource. So he developed the website and nonprofit organization called MindDesignSports.org. There's information on there about topics like letting go of mistakes and making decisions about when to compete. There's also a program that connects young athletes with mentors from high school or college. It's all designed by teens for teens and kids. Brandon hopes it brings greater awareness to sports psychology and the power of our minds. And it may even help to remove the stigma often associated with mental health issues in sports and beyond. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about how to help children cope with this tragedy. A quick note that our team is taking the day off on Monday for Memorial Day, but we'll be back to catch you up on Tuesday with your next news roundup. Thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.